Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate being called up to appear. This is the fourth time I've been before the council, and I appreciate greatly the opportunity to be heard, and also appreciate you allowing this motion to be reconsidered, this regulation to be reconsidered. I have a letter from the governor that I'd like to read into the record and then submit. It was dated yesterday. It indicates as follows. Dear Chairman Parpilato and Council, thanks again to you and the members of the council for your willingness to reconsider your recent decision relative to the days at sea for the scallop industry for 2010. I know reconsideration is unusual, but your decision to do so reflects understanding of the uncertainties in the science and your appreciation of both the importance of the industry to the Commonwealth's economy and the significance of your prior decision to the fishing families of New England. My understanding is that there is more than one right decision recommended to you by the council staff. On behalf of a vital but already struggling industry, I ask that you consider the recommendation that has a less drastic impact on their livelihoods. Once we are through this chapter, I look forward to working with you and Noah more closely on our shared goal of further improvement to the science and methodology for fishing regulation, as we have discussed. Respectfully, Governor Deval Patrick. Now, I also have submitted a letter to the full council that addresses Scallop Framework Adjustment 21. And I will, I'm not going to read that into the record, but I would ask that you consider it, and each of the councilors have an opportunity to consider it. I want to make some very brief points today, and this is something that I think is very important for the council. I have appeared before you in Portland, Maine. I've appeared before you in Mystic. I've appeared before you in Plymouth, now today in Portsmouth. I did not go to Gloucester for the protests in November. I asked people from New Bedford not to go to Gloucester for the protests because we firmly believe in the council process and NIMS and the NOAA process, and we've done everything we possibly can to work with the council. And I think, as was stated by the chairperson, we have built a tremendous amount of rapport, trust, and confidence by working together. What happened in November, I think, was a dramatic breach of that relationship. And I'm not quite sure why or how, but as a mayor of the city that has a $1 billion fishing industry, that's with landings plus all the other ancillary services that are rendered to the fishing industry, it was extremely disappointing to me that the council made a cut that would result in landing somewhere between around $70 million, although I see that the council thought it was slightly less, but I believe around $70 million. And then when you combine that with the other processing and shore side support, comes to somewhere around $250 million impact on the city of New Bedford. Now, when you look at the reports, and I love reading the reports, and I have only admiration for the difficult task of assembling the data and trying to get real-time data and trying to figure out exactly what it all means long-term and how it impacts on conservation measures. And I want to tell you that the New Bedford fishing industry is the number one conservation industry, I believe, in the country, and we support conservation efforts, and we've come an awful long way over the last 30 years regarding the attitude of New Bedford concerning the sustainability of the fisheries. But what I want to tell you is that it is still completely uncertain as to how this would impact the scallop fishery, how it impacts, quite frankly, the yellowtail issue in fishery, which I'm happy to talk about at length as well, because I feel they're absolutely indelibly tied together at this point, and I think it's important, as the chairman indicated in his letter indicating that this would be reconsidered, that obviously there has to be some attention paid now to how it impacts on ground fish and on yellowtail. But the fact of the matter is, in spite of all our good intentions, in spite of all us being conservationists, in spite of all of us wanting to preserve these fisheries, it is extremely difficult to say what the impact is on with any specific reg on the fisheries, and whether or not we're going in the right direction, whether or not we've made tremendous gains, whether we've made incremental gains, whatever it might be. But I can tell you the impact on the people of the city of New Bedford, without any doubt. A $250 million decline in the fishing industry is going to mean extreme hardship to hundreds and hundreds, and perhaps as many as 1,000 families. If it's quarter cutback and we have 4,000 people working in the industry, perhaps as many as 1,000 families will be dramatically impacted by this reg. And I know it's in terms of, well, and there's going to be better days coming. Better days coming. Right now we're going through the worst recession in the history of the country. And we all know that, and we hear it said all, you know, time and time again. You'll hear the president say it again tonight. But if you're on the ground and you're working day in, day out, trying to keep people in their homes, keep people in their jobs, making sure kids are you know, being fed, then you understand that this is the worst economic circumstance we've ever had in our lifetimes. And a cutback of $250 million out of the New Bedford economy is a dramatic, terrible effect of a regulation that we're holding our thumb up now saying, well, you know, for the sake of a few years from now, we think it's better that we take the hit now. Taking the hit now is not something that's an option for the people of New Bedford that rely on this industry. And I think that Section 8 specifically says that we have to take economic impact into effect. And I can see people will say, well, you know, these are like the scales, and we'll weigh towards the fish. But the fact is, we don't know what the impact is on the fish. Let's weigh in this circumstance the scales in regard to the families that are involved in this industry. New Bedford has done everything it can to work with this council. We're asking you that you work with us over this morning and then in the future to make sure, number one, we build up that trust and rapport again. But secondly, that we don't have this dramatic, disastrous impact on the people who have made the fishing industry in New Bedford the number one port in the country, number one. But number two, the culture, tradition, and quite frankly, the lore of a place like New Bedford. We will collapse this industry, we will collapse the city if we have a regulation like this at this time. So I have my two letters here. You can't imagine how much we appreciate you reconvening and considering this, though, because the darkest hours were when we thought there was not going to be reconsideration, and we're really fit to be tied and beside ourselves trying to figure out how we prop this up. So we really appreciate the idea that you came together in good faith. We know the staff will present all the options this morning, whether it's 2, 2-4, 2-9, talk about Yellowtail. Let's come up with a reg that absolutely makes sense for the people as well as the stock. So thank you very much.